कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। वी वेलकम ऑल द स्टूडेंट्स, स्पेशल गेस्ट्स, डिवोटीज हु हैव असेंबल्ड हियर टुडे फॉर डिस्कशन ऑन दिस टॉपिक, द पावर ऑफ लव। सो दिस इज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग टॉपिक। The whole world is talking about love. All of us are interested in this concept of love. So many Hindi films, they come out with this title of love. Practically every other film has this word dil in it. If we take a quiz, I'm sure all of you will be able to write 108 names of such films. And there are so many film songs which revolve around this topic of love. Practically every product which people are trying to sell is using this concept of attraction between man and woman. So what exactly is this principle of love? Or a toothbrush, or even in some hardware store like glue or paint, you'll have photos of some woman attractively trying to entice a man, and people think this is love. As soon as a person comes of age, becomes a young man or a young girl, then they are thinking in terms of how to develop feelings of love. So many novels are famous all over the world for these love stories. So many people are talking about this, discussing this, reading this. So therefore the principle is very clear that there is definitely some understanding of what love is. Then there is love between a mother and a child, a love at different levels in family, love for the nation. So what exactly is this concept of love? That has to be understood from a very objective point of view. So we will explain in brief what is generally understood as love and what is the real conception of love. So Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita in response to Arjuna's question. Arjuna is asking Krishna that it happens so many times that I do not want to perform a certain act, but still I am forced to act. And it appears as if there is a hidden force from within which is impelling me to act in a certain way. What is that force, Krishna? And Krishna replies, Kama esha krodha esha rajo guna samudbhava mahashano mahapapma vidhenam ihavairenam. It is lust only, O Arjun, kama esha, krodha esha. This lust which is transformed into wrath, which is the cause of all misery and bondage. So basically, since we are dealing with youth, we will focus the discussion on the principle of lust versus love, as we commonly understand it. So kama esha krodha esha, this is lust, O Arjun. It is an overpowering, all-devouring enemy which forces a person to engage in activities against his will. So what exactly is this principle of lust? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes आत्मेन्द्रिय प्रतिवांछा तारे बोले काम कृष्णेन्द्रिय प्रतिच्छा धरे प्रेम नाम. The desire to satisfy one's own senses is defined as kaam or lust. And the desire to satisfy the senses of the Supreme God, that is known as prema. So therefore, all of us have certain desires and we want to fulfill those desires. So lust means the desire to satisfy one's own senses independent of the Supreme. That is understanding of lust. Therefore in the Gita, in a series of verses, Krishna is describing the power of lust. Avratam jnanametena jnanino nitya bairina kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. What is the nature of this lust? This lust can cover one's knowledge completely. Avratam jnanam etena. Jnanino nitya vairina. It is the eternal enemy of the soul. Kama rupena kaunteya dushpurena analena cha. And this kama or lust, it burns like fire and destroys the propensity to serve the Supreme Lord. Therefore this feeling of lust is like a fire within. We are being roasted from inside under the influence of this lust. And especially in youth, one is so much tormented by the feelings of lust that one loses all peace, all satisfaction, all innocence, and becomes completely infatuated with only one overpowering desire of trying to fulfill one's lusty desire. And therefore we find that more and more youth in modern society are being attracted towards degrading and debasing lifestyles, giving up their values and character. They are simply maddened by this infatuation of trying to fulfill their lust at any cost. And therefore on the internet we find that the number one word which is being used in the search engines is sex, S-E-X, where people are just mad after trying to enjoy their senses in this form. Using modern technology and all kinds of methods for fulfilling their lower animalistic instincts. Therefore Krishna is saying that this lust is very powerful, O Arjuna, and it burns like fire. And this is there within the core of one's heart, and it just manifests at a certain stage. And we mistake it for love. But actually, it is a very powerful enemy from within. An interesting thing which Krishna says is that dushpurena analena cha, one is devoured completely by this influence of lust. The lust is such an overpowering enemy, it devours us completely. So what is the meaning of this? So to explain this, generally I give this example. Just like there are animals in the forest, and animals in the forest when they are eaten by tigers, then after eating the tiger leaves behind bones. But when a python eats animals, then once the python eats animals, then nothing is left behind. The python eats the animals completely, devours it completely, doesn't leave any trace of anything behind. So that is the meaning of being devoured completely. That is how the feeling and force of lust devours us completely. Another example I give is that one time Akbar and his wife were sitting and eating mangoes.
पूछ लीजिए क्या बोल रहे हैं.
So Akbar's wife was eating mangoes and keeping the peels and seeds in front of her. And Akbar was also eating mangoes and keeping the peels in front of him. And at that moment Birbal entered. So what Akbar did was take his pile of peels and seeds and pushed it in front of his wife. So in front of him there was nothing and in front of his wife there was a huge pile. So as soon as Birbal entered, Akbar showed this to Birbal and told Birbal that just see how my wife is greedy, how much she is eating these mangoes, just see. Birbal looked at that pile and said that emperor, your wife at least after eating is leaving behind the seeds and peel. You are eating in such a way that nothing is remaining. You are devouring the fruits completely. Not a trace remains. That is your situation. So when the lust devours us completely, not a trace of sanity remains. And therefore we find that even people coming from very good families, till a certain stage they are behaving well, doing well. But then suddenly they come in the wrong association and come under the influence of lusty desires and are completely devastated. They lose their character, lose their morality, give up their good habits, and they are completely under the influence of demoniac forces. So this is the power of lust. Also Krishna says in the Gita that the sitting places for lust are threefold. Indriyani mano buddhir asya adhishtanam uchyate. Where does this lust reside? It resides in the senses, it resides in the mind, and it resides in the intelligence. And etair vimohayat evam. And what it is effect? It bewilders a person completely. It makes a person totally bewildered and he becomes maddened. That is the influence of lust. So when an enemy captures any city, when there is a coup conducted by some army and they want to depose certain president, so the first thing they do is they capture which part of the city? They capture the information. They capture the television stations and the radio stations, the broadcasting units. And whether the president has been killed or not, they take over and they make a television transmission that yes, we have taken over. So the world doesn't know whether the army has entered the palace or not, but they see this fellow in army clothes speaking in front of the camera and saying that yes, we have taken over. So everyone believes. So therefore, as far as the enemy is concerned, this enemy of lust attacks the various senses which are used for taking in information and broadcasting. These are like the units through which information is gathered. And therefore, indriyani, senses, mano, mind, and buddhir, and intelligence, they are captured by lust. And a person under the influence of lust becomes totally crazy. Jagam janamayam lubdham kamukam kamini mayam. And therefore under the influence of lust, whatever he sees in this world, he is seeing only from the point of view of fulfillment of his lusty desires. And he becomes totally crazy and maddened under its influence. Just like a doctor was taking his friend into a mental hospital. Friend wanted to know what my doctor friend is doing in mental hospital. So you know mental hospital is not an easy place, right? Any of you been to mental hospital to see what's going on? It's a crazy place, full of all kinds of crazy people. Each one convinced that what he is doing is perfectly right. You will find prime ministers, presidents, Sachin Tendulkars, and so many great stars in mental hospital. Each one convinced that they are perfectly all right and the doctor who is treating us is crazy. So this doctor was taking his friend inside, and then suddenly he saw that there was one man who was hanging from a fan, a ceiling fan, and one fellow was sitting on top of the ceiling fan. And he was shouting at the top of his voice. He was shouting loudly, "Sunita, Sunita, Sunita." And this friend said, "Hey, what is the problem? Why is he shouting like this from that height, sitting on top of the fan? That is not the safest place to sit. And why is he chanting this name loudly?" Devotees also chant loudly, holy name. And this fellow was shouting some girl's name at the top of his voice with full enthusiasm. So the doctor said, what to do? This fellow was in love with this girl called Sunita, and she went away with some other boy. Typical story, you know. And he got so frustrated that this is his condition, that he is now sitting on top of that fan and shouting like a madman. So they went ahead some distance. Again, there was another man sitting on that fan. Another fan. And he was also shouting loudly, "Sunita, Sunita." And the friend said, "Come on, what's going on? One fellow was okay. We have second fellow sitting and shouting like this. Who is this fellow?" And the doctor said, "This is the fellow with whom Sunita ran away." So both people rendered crazy under this influence of karma or lust. So people feel they can fulfill their desire, but Krishna says, "Indriyani mano buddhir eter vimohayati." One becomes maddened under the influence of lust. There is absolutely no hope of achieving satisfaction. It burns like fire. Therefore, in history, there are various examples. So we have examples from Western historical and scriptural references. We have examples from Vedic references. And we have examples from modern times. So, from the Western examples, I'll give two examples, one from the Old Testament, another from the Bible. There is the example of this very famous biblical character. His name was Samson. So Samson was glorified as a person who would deliver the denizens of Israel. And Samson was very, very powerful. At the time of his birth, it was revealed that he would protect all the citizens and inhabitants of Israel. He was so powerful that practically no one could defeat him. And it was revealed to his parents that all of the power of Samson would be in his hair. And right from his very young age, when he was only a few years old, इसको बार बार change मत कीजिए, एक ही fixed volume रखिए. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, when he was few years old, he was so powerful. He was walking through the forest, and some tigers came, and single-handedly he killed 100 tigers all alone, right? And then when he was a young man, the Philistine soldiers, the king of the Philistine was against Samson, and he sent soldiers to attack him. 10,000 soldiers came to attack, and Samson took the skull of a dead donkey, and using that skull of a dead donkey, killed all the 10,000 soldiers all at once. That was his power. So the Philistine king was becoming concerned what to do with Samson and his power. So there was one girl, her name was Delilah. And Samson, he found this girl to be very attractive. And the Philistine king bribed Delilah to have an affair with Samson so that his secrets could be revealed. So Delilah started having an affair with Samson, and she was trying to provoke him to explain where all his power lies. So first of all, Delilah, she tried to get out this secret from him, and Samson explained that all of my power is actually in my bow, and if anyone ties my bowstring, I will be finished. So he didn't reveal the actual secret, that it was in his hair. So what Delilah did was, she sang nice songs to put him to sleep. And once Samson was asleep, she called the Philistine soldiers and she had tied up the bowstring, and they attacked. But Samson immediately picked up the bowstring and started fighting and defeated the Philistine soldiers. So Delilah immediately understood, he has cheated me. He has not revealed the actual truth. Again, she begged him with sweet words, tried to enchant him and asked him, tell me, where is your power? And he said, if someone ties my body, then I'll be finished. So she understood and told the Philistine soldiers to come at a certain time. And again she sang songs and put him to sleep and tied up his body. And the Philistine soldiers came, and as soon as they came, immediately he got up and broke open the strings and defeated all these Philistine soldiers. Again Delilah understood, he has cheated me second time. So he was not willing to reveal so easily. Again she coaxed him, and third time again he said that if you tie my hairs, then all my power will be gone. So again she sang song, again he went to sleep, and she tied his hair. And the soldiers came, but nothing happened to Samson. Again he attacked them, defeated them. At this time, Delilah understood that he is not revealing the truth to me, and unless I completely mesmerize him, nothing is going to happen. So she actually enticed him to engage in illicit activities with her. And then in that moment, he revealed that if someone cuts my hair, then I will be overpowered. And immediately she told the Philistine soldiers. And as he was sleeping, she cut his hair. The Philistine soldiers came and defeated Samson. Such a great, powerful warrior, but all of his power was taken away because he could not resist the influence of lust. There is a story of David who defeated a very powerful enemy, the Goliath, simply by using a small stone. He hit him and defeated him. So David was a great king, and one day he was taking a stroll on the roof of his palace, and from the roof of his palace he saw that a beautiful young lady was taking a bath nearby, and he became attracted to her and approached her for marriage. And she said that she's already married, and her husband's name was Uriah. So David was so enchanted by this beauty of this girl that he wanted to get in contact with her at any cost. So he bribed the general of the army, because Uriah was a soldier in the army. And then in the next military campaign, told the general to take Uriah right in front of the battlefield and subject him to the direct attack of the enemy so that he doesn't return back alive. And because the general was bribed, he actually took Uriah right in front, exposed him to high risk, and he got killed. And David was very happy that now he could enjoy this lady. But because of acting sinfully, ultimately
it was found that he had to undergo the reactions of this sin. And David got a son later who was killed before time, because David was responsible for killing Uriah's husband. Because he committed this sin in response to this influence of lust, so he had to face this reaction. Wo light essay, theek hai, chalao mat usko, theek hai. In our own Vedic histories, we have examples. Example of Kashyap Muni. He was a very highly self-controlled sage, but was approached by his wife Diti at an inopportune moment. And he knew that it is an inauspicious time and it is not good for procreation. But because Diti was so much infatuated by lust, he succumbed to her entreaties. And finally, the result of this was the birth of two very powerful demons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. This is the power of lust. If we perform activities under the influence of lust, demoniac influences pervade. There is a story of Indra. So all of us know that Indra is the king of heaven. And Indra is also famous for various kinds of escapades throughout the universe, because he is always dealing with unfulfilled lust. He is having hundreds and thousands of apsaras to enjoy with in heavenly planets. But the nature of lust is, it is never fulfilled. It is never completely satisfied. So Indra had so many heavenly damsels to enjoy, but he heard about the beauty of a very nice young lady. So what Indra would do was, Indra would ask Chandra about the latest, most beautiful girls in the universe. Chandra was the agent who would reveal, right? So Chandra was like the matchmaking agent. And why? Because Chandra comes out at night. And in cultured societies previously, young beautiful girls would only come out in the darkness of the night in their gardens. And no one could see except Chandra. So he had all the information. Who is who and where. So he was revealing to Indra, okay, this girl is here, this apsara is there, and this is available there. And so Indra heard about this Ahalya, who was the wife of Gautam Rishi, and Chandra said, the most beautiful amongst all is this Ahalya. And you must at least see her once, otherwise your life is waste. So if you advertise like this, how it is possible to... He was totally cut off from everything, but the test... Most powerful demons were enchanted and attracted by her beauty. So when Ram, Lakshman and Sita were in the forest in Panchavati, Ravana's sister Shurpanakha, she became attracted by Lord Ram's beauty. And he came to offer her proposals to Lord Ram, that please marry me. So Lord Ram said that, O most beautiful one, to marry such a beautiful lady as you is not possible for an ordinary person like me. And Shurpanakha had been so much infatuated by lust that she forgot to change her form also. So she was in her original Rakshasi form. Huge body, red coppered hair, red eyes, and very horrible features. And Lord Ram was telling her, Oh most beautiful one, please forgive me, but I have already taken decision to be married only to one woman, and I won't be able to marry you. And I have brought my wife along with me, but my brother Lakshman, he has come to the forest without any consort, and he is feeling very lonely. So I think he will definitely enjoy your association. So Shurpanakha approached Lakshman, and Lakshman looked at Shurpanakha and said, O best amongst all the beauty queens, please let me tell you, that as far as I am concerned, I am Ram's Das. If you marry me, you will become Dasi. So now you have to decide whether you want to become Dasi or you want to become queen. If you marry Ram, then you will become queen. So better I advise you, forget being Dasi because a person with your personality should not become dasi. And in this way, Lakshman was also again tossing Surpanaka back to Ram, and Ram and Lakshman were like playing ping pong with Surpanaka back and forth. And Surpanaka understood all this problem going on because of the Sita. So immediately she started approaching Sita with her long nails to attack her. And Lord Ram decided that enough of this ping pong. He approached Lakshman and said, finish this whole business. And because Surpanaka was a lady, Lakshman didn't want to kill her. So he just took his sword and cut off her nose. Her nose was in the form of supa, you know, where you winnow grains, supa. So therefore she was known as Surpanaka. And it was a very prominent nose, so Lakshman used his sword and cut her nose off and took her nose and threw it across the river Godavari, because demons have mystic power. Even if some part is cut off, they can take it, put it back and chant mantra and again fix it. They are all expert surgeons in their own right. So Lakshman did not want that she should again perform that surgery, so he took that nose, threw it across the river Godavari. And nose is known as Nasika. So because Surpanaka's Nasika was thrown across Godavari from Tapovan on the other side of Godavari, that place where the nose fell is known as Nasik. That is the story behind Nasik. So as soon as you hear the word Nasik, you should remember that how Surpanaka was totally infatuated by lust. And because of her unfulfilled lust, she sent her two brothers Kara and Dushan to attack, and Lord Ram single-handedly defeated all of them. And Surpanaka went to Ravana to complain and told Ravana, you are the king of all the demons and you have so many millions of beautiful queens in your harem, but still you have not seen the best of all. Ravan, you think you are enjoying? This is nothing. What you have in your palace is nothing. And she was also trying to trigger Ravan nicely by explaining the glories of Sita. And she said, this Sita, she deserves to be in association of demon like you. Now she is in the association of ordinary human being. Ram, this is below your dignity. You should go. And as soon as I saw Sita, I was only thinking of you, my brother, that how my brother will be happy if he has this Sita. So immediately Ravana's lusty desires were inflamed, and he decided that he will do something to get Sita. And it is described in Ramayana that Ravan had millions of wives and none of them had any kind of physical deformity. It was not that they were not able to get married, so they were given here. They had been all perfectly beautiful with no defect of any type. And they had all come on their own to surrender to Ravan. But the nature of lust is, in spite of enjoying so much, still you are dissatisfied. So Ravan approached Marich, who was his very powerful, confidential servant, and told Marich that you must go immediately and do something and entice Ram away from Sita. And Marich, when he heard this proposal of Ravan, tried to explain to Ravan that what he is getting into. And this is an example of how one's intelligence is destroyed when he is under the influence of lust. He cannot accept good advice. One cannot accept good advice from anyone when you are under the influence of lust. Marich said, my dear Ravan, do you know the power of Ram? Many, many years back in Vishwamitra's ashram, when I attacked Ram, and Ram at that time was only a young boy, 10 years old, he had not even learned archery completely. He was not even a complete graduate. He just took his bow and arrow and shot one arrow at me, and I was thrown off 10,000 miles into the sea. And that one shot, I still remember. If I touch this part of the body, I still remember that arrow which Ram shot at me. And then later me and my friend, we took the form of deer and were attacking Ram and Lakshman in Panchavati. And immediately Ram took that same arrow and I knew the power of that arrow. So immediately I stopped, took a U-turn and ran away. And my friend was asking, where are you running away? Where are you running away? But I didn't even have time to tell him where I was running away because I was so afraid of that arrow. And my friend thought I am crazy and he went ahead and he got totally devastated by that arrow. And then Ram shot that arrow and that arrow chased me all the way from Nasik, but I came flying to South India and I am taking shelter in this forest. And therefore, somehow I escaped the shot of Lord Ram. But that whole memory of being shot by Ram is so powerful that from that time I gave up all my demoniac ways. I have taken sannyas from all kinds of demon-like activities. I am simply sitting here and doing meditation. And I have become completely 100% Ram conscious. And that is because of fear of Lord Ram. And even if someone comes and says any word beginning with Ra, Ratha or Ratna, I think that they are chanting Ram's name. And immediately I start shaking. And therefore everywhere I see, in all the different leaves and the flowers in the forest, I only see Ram. And therefore my advice to you, my dear Ravan, O great demon, is that you better forget touching this Sita. Prasida Lankeshwara Rakshasendra Lankam Prayachcha Bhavasadu Gachcha Tvam Sveshu Dareshu Ramasvanityam Rama Sabharyam Ramatam Vanesu. Prasida Lankeshwara, O King of Lanka, O Ravan, be happy with your wives. Lankam Prayachcha, go to Lanka keeping all your limbs intact. All your limbs are intact right now. I advise you, you go like this back. Otherwise, if you come in front of Ram, certain limbs will be missing because I have previous experience. Lankam Prayachcha Bhavasadhu Gachcha Tvam Sveshu Dareshu. You enjoy with your own queens. What is your problem? You have so many with whom you can enjoy. And Ramasa Bharyam Ramatam, and let Ram enjoy with his queen. So you enjoy and let Ram enjoy, but don't become entangled by this lust. And do not try to enjoy this Sita. This is not good. This was advice not given by some Hare Krishna devotee. This was advice given by his own demon associate, Marij. And he understood what exactly is going to happen. So therefore, when Ravana heard this, he chastised Marij. Shut up, you rascal. Do you think I have come here to take advice from you? I have come here to give you order. And if you don't follow my order, I will kill you. And Marij thought, better to be killed by Ram than by Ravana. If I am killed by Ram, at least I will get liberated. Anyway, I am going to be killed. So Marij agreed. Then he took the form of that golden deer. And this Ravana, because of stealing and kidnapping Sita, that became the cause of his entire downfall. And all of us know this story, that Sita was kidnapped by Ravana and Sita was kept in his harem in the Ashoka Vatika. And in spite of best efforts of Ravana, he could not do anything. Because Ravana previously had tried to enjoy and molest with another Apsara, and she had given a curse to Ravan that any time you try to enjoy forcibly with any woman, then your whole body will be burst into flames. And therefore Ravana was afraid to force himself, and therefore he was begging Sita. But in spite of best efforts, Sita was not agreeing. So Ravana was frustrated and he called upon Kumbhakarna. And he said to Kumbhakarna, please tell me what I should do to enjoy with this Sita Devi. And Kumbhakarna said, one good idea you can do is, since you have mystic power, you can change your form. So why don't you take the form of Ram and then you approach Sita, and Sita will think Ram has come and then she will enjoy. So Ravana said, you think I am such a fool? You think this idea has not come to me? I have 10 heads and so many ideas keep coming. And this was one of the first ideas which came to me. But the problem with this idea is, if I have to become, take the form of Ram, I have to meditate on the form of Ram and I have to chant the name of Ram. Because whatever form I have to take, I have to chant that name and meditate on that form. But as soon as I chant the name of Ram and meditate on Ram, I look at Sita and Sita appears like mother to me. Therefore, what is the point? Therefore, it is said, where there is Ram, there is no Kam. And where there is Kam, there is no Ram. That means, you chant the names of Lord, then the feeling of lust can be overpowered. And then, you can see the power of love manifesting from within the heart. This is the process of transforming lust into love. What is that process? We start chanting the God's holy names and establish relationship with Krishna. Right? This is the beginning. In fact, I am preaching in colleges last 10 years in Bombay and so many other places. And I have found so many people, one of the reasons they come to Hare Krishna is they have had some relationship problem. They come because they had some girlfriend or something and she left them and they started feeling morose and frustrated and they start searching what is real love, what is real bliss, what is real pleasure, and they start inquiring from the Bhagavad Gita and from these scriptures. So therefore there is a turning point. And in fact many people ask me also that why you have become sadhu like this? Did you have any problem before? Someone ditched you or something? That you developed too much negative emotion that you became like this, totally renounce everything? No, you can tell us, we won't tell anyone. But if you have any problem, why you have taken such an extreme step? So therefore, as far as real love is concerned, that is only established in relationship with God, Krishna. So we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and that is the awakening of that dormant feeling for Supreme Lord Krishna. So whether we have previously some experience or not, we just begin chanting the holy name, and through chanting of the holy name, we are expressing to Krishna, O divine energy of the Lord Hare, all attractive Krishna, reservoir of pleasure Ram, please engage me in your service. We are begging for service from Krishna. This is the most important principle. And therefore, we request all of you to chant this holy name in your daily lives and see the transformation from within and experience how lust is manifesting into love. It says, Ata eva kama prema bahuta antar kama andhatama prema nirmala bhaskar. So there is a great difference between kama and prema. What is that? Kama andhatama. Kama is like andhatama, the darkness of ignorance. And prema is like nirmala bhaskar. Prema is like sun, the shining of the sun manifesting. The difference between darkness and light is the difference between lust and love. The difference between iron and gold is the difference between lust and love. Therefore, there is a great difference between the feeling of lust and love, and what real love is can only be experienced in the association of devotees when we chant Hare Krishna and engage in service to Krishna. As Prabhupada says, it is not an artificial imposition on the mind, it is a natural feeling of the soul for the Supreme Lord which manifests from within. So let us chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So ultimately, all of you start chanting this Hare Krishna mantra and see the difference for yourself. There is no end to the desires. And a person who is always trying to fulfill his own desires Atmendriya Prativansha will always be dissatisfied and morose and depressed. So you have tried so many things in your life before. You try Hare Krishna and see what you lose. Nothing. Many people ask me, if whole world becomes Hare Krishna like you, and everyone, you know, becomes like this sadhu, what will happen to the world? So my question is, if whole world becomes doctor, what will happen to the world? Who will be patient if everyone becomes doctor? If everyone becomes engineer, what will happen to the world? If everyone becomes lawyer, what will happen to the world? Is that ever possible? It is not possible. Therefore, it is never possible that whole world will become like this. And therefore, the best use of desires is, dovetail your desires to serve Krishna and please Krishna. As I said, two friends are walking on the road. One was looking extremely morose and sad. And the other friend, he asked him, what's the problem, man? Why are you looking so sad? He said, what to do? You know, big problem. That 3 weeks back, one of my uncles, he died. And he left behind, you know, for me, around 50 lakh rupees. Said, my God, that is a big amount. And then what happened? So then 2 weeks back, one of my grandfathers, he died. And he left behind for me 75 lakh rupees. His other friend was wondering, my God, he's getting so many jackpots. What is his problem? And then what happened? And then last week, one of my other uncles, he died. And he left behind 1 crore rupees for me. And the friend said, come on, man, what's your problem? Why are you looking so sad then? And this fellow said, but this week nothing has happened. So that is the story of desire. Never you will be satisfied. As much as you get, you start thinking, I want more and more and more. There is no end. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Atmendriya Prativansha, you try to satisfy your own senses, that is lust. But Krishnendriya, try to satisfy senses of Krishna for a change and see the difference, how you feel, and you will experience the power of real love. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Like there are so many people who are living in the house, okay? They have their family, the mother, father, sisters. Okay, now we have some love towards them also. And then we have to develop love for Krishna. So how do we balance this love?
Engage all your family members in Krishna's service. Keep a nice altar at your home. Engage all your family members in worshipping Krishna and serving Krishna. I think that's the way. So we have so many examples of nice grihasthas. We have Bhattacharya Prabhu and his good wife. Both are engaged, dedicated completely to serving Krishna. They have given practically all their energies in serving Shri Radha Madhav and Shri Radha Govinda. So their whole family is practically engaged in Krishna conscious seva. So you make your house temple. And so once you make your house into temple, you will see everyone becomes intimately related. The real benefit you can do, and in tomorrow's Sunday feast class at temple, I am going to take this topic of how by taking Krishna consciousness you can benefit your family members. So that will be the topic for tomorrow's Sunday class, so I will explain in more detail on this issue. That by becoming devotee, you will actually be helping your family millions of times. And how that is so, we will see. So to begin with, you keep Krishna in your home, get up in the morning, chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, sing Krishna kirtans, whatever food is made, offer to the Lord, let all family members have Krishna prasad, and then you see.
Yes, sir. So what had happened to Lord Indra after Maharshi Gautam's curse? How did he come out of it?
Yes, the story. What is the part two? So, the story after this was that Indra, he performed prayaschit for a long time. And then Brahma appeared to him and told him that because of this particular offense which you have committed, you will lose your power and you will be defeated by the great powerful Ravana. So Ravana defeated him in future. Ravana's son, he defeated Indra, and therefore he was known as Indrajit. So Indra was defeated because of this offense. And then, of course, he was very merciful and then later forgave him. But he had to accept reaction for this. Any other question?
Hare Krishna. Sir, we are influenced here by your... sir, I am talking in Hindi, sir.
हाँ बोलिए हिंदी में बोलिए
सर. हम लोग आपके बातों से यहाँ ये प्रभावित होते हैं और मुझे लगता है इससे मेरा हमारे जो आगे के समय में मेरे समय में ये होगा, मेरे को कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं होगा इस रूट से, इस रूट इस रास्ते से. लेकिन क्या होता है, हम लोग जब यहाँ से जगह छोड़ते हैं, इस जगह से हटते हैं, तो सारे चीज़ हम लोग विपरीत पाते हैं उससे. तो इसका क्या उपाय है कि हम लोग इस मैंने इस रास्ते को धर के साथ में चलते हैं?
यहीं रहिए.
नहीं ये नहीं सर, करने का मतलब ये है कि सर यही रहने का मतलब यही है कि मैं अपनी एक्टिविटी में भी इसको यूज करके और अपने लाइफ को सेट कर सके सर, इस तरह का चाहता
हूं. सर हमारी ओर से आपको पूरा स्वागत है.
श्योर सर, मैं आप
लेकिन अब आपको भी अभी अपने बाकी उत्तरदायित्वों को निभाना है, तो ऐसी अवस्था में आप क्या कीजिएगा, सत्संग सर्वप्रथम आवश्यक है. सत्संग से शक्ति आती है, तो आप भक्तों का संग कीजिए. हर रविवार को मंदिर में कार्यक्रम होता है और यूथ फोरम के यहाँ कई गतिविधियाँ चलती हैं, इसमें आप सम्मिलित हो जाइए. और जब आप अपने युवा पीढ़ी के दूसरे भक्तों से संग करेंगे और देखेंगे कि वो भी इस भौतिक जगत के ही हैं, ऐसे नहीं कि बाकी जो बैठे वो वैकुंठ से उतरे हैं, उनके चार हाथ हैं, है कि नहीं, और जगत का उद्धार करने आए हैं, सभी नाना प्रकार के समस्याओं को ही झेल रहे हैं, है कि नहीं, वैकुंठवासी तो नहीं है ना कोई यहाँ, सब समस्या से पीड़ित ही बैठे हैं. तो इसलिए दूसरों से जब मिलेंगे तो आपको भी स्फूर्ति मिलेगी कि क्या मैं अकेला नहीं हूँ जो पिट रहा हूँ, साथ में बहुत लोग पिट रहे हैं. तो इसलिए जब साथ साथ मिलकर हम समस्या का समाधान करने का प्रयास करेंगे तो भला होगा, हौसला मिलता है. तो इसलिए सर्वप्रथम आप संग कीजिए, दूसरा आप भक्तों के संग में भगवत कथा सुनिए, तो आपकी बुद्धि तीव्र होगी, स्ट्रेंथन योर इंटेलिजेंस. तो मन का क्या है, मन का बस चले तो पूरा दुनिया घुमाएगा आपको, है कि नहीं, लेकिन टिकट नहीं देगा घूमने के लिए, विदाउट टिकट घुमाना चाहेगा मन, तो प्रॉब्लम यही है. तो इसलिए बुद्धि का प्रयोग कीजिए और मन को नियंत्रित कीजिए. तो बुद्धि को सशक्त करने के लिए एकमात्र उपाय है कि आप भक्तों के संग में गीता भागवत का ज्ञान प्राप्त कीजिए. इसके अंदर इतनी शक्ति है कि आपकी बेचैनी को दूर करे और नाना प्रकार के संताप जो आपको परेशान कर रहे हैं उससे आपको अवश्य मुक्ति मिलेगी. तीसरे, असत्संग को त्यागिए. असत्संग का अर्थ क्या है, कई लोग सोचते हैं असत्संग मतलब जो अभक्त हो, जो भक्ति में ना हो, जो हरे कृष्ण में ना हो, उनको देखना भी नहीं चाहिए, उनको छूना भी नहीं चाहिए, लेकिन ट्रेन में बस में जाते हुए उनको छू दिया तो असत्संग हो गया, तो आप ट्रैवल कैसे करोगे, अपने लिए अलग अलग गाड़ी लोगे क्या, या फिर कंडक्टर को बोलोगे पहले सबको उतारो, हाँ ये सब असत्संग है, उसके बाद ही मैं चाहूंगा बस में, ऐसा तो हो नहीं सकता, तुमको ही उतार देंगे वो, है कि नहीं. ना तो आप ट्रेन में बैठ के बोलते ए ची ची दूर दूर असत्संगी, चलो दूर बैठो, ऐसा भी नहीं कर सकते. और ऑफिस में आप काम करते हैं तो पता नहीं आपके साथ साथ कौन है, आपके बॉस कौन है, क्या है, उनको जाके बोल नहीं सकते और असुर जी कैसे हो आप, असुरों में श्रेष्ठ आ गए फिर, ऐसा तो आप बोल नहीं सकते उनको, जो भी हैं हैं। तो आप क्या करो, तो सत्संग का अर्थ होता है ददाति प्रतिगृहणाति गुह्यम् आख्याति पृच्छति भुङ्क्ते भोजयति। जब ये छह प्रकार की गतिविधियां किसी के साथ हम संपन्न कर रहे करते हैं तब संग स्थापित होता है। केवल एक दूसरे के सामने बैठ के मुंह ताकते रहो तो उससे संग नहीं होता। ददाति प्रतिगृहणाति गुह्यम् आख्याति पृच्छति भुङ्क्ते भोजयति। जब ये छह कार्य संपन्न होते हैं तब संघ की स्थापना होती है। वो बैठा है अपना पेपर पढ़ रहा, आप भी बैठे हो, लेकिन फिर अचानक उसने आपको कुछ पेपर दिया, बोला लेटेस्ट फिल्म फेयर है पढ़ो मजा आएगा, तो ददाति, और आपने सोचा गीता पढ़ पढ़ के मैं भी पक गया हूं लाओ थोड़ा, प्रतिगृहणाति, तो आपने उसको स्वीकार किया तो हो गया चौपट, है कि नहीं। और फिर आप पढ़ रहे हो और देखते हो कि मैं जिस जमाने में पिक्चर देखता था वो तो हीरो थे है ही अभी इसमें, तो अब गुह्यम् आख्याति पृच्छति, उसको पूछते हो ये कौन है, तो वो उसका हिस्ट्री आपको बताता है, आख्याति पृच्छति, पूछ रहे हो वो बता रहा है, बड़े प्रेम से आप सुन रहे हो, है कि नहीं। बोले अमिताभ बच्चन की सफेद दाढ़ी कैसे हो गई, मैं जब देखता था तब काले बाल थे उसके, अरे बोले आपको पता नहीं क्या बीच बीच में क्या हुआ, अरे बहुत कुछ हुआ सुनो। और जैसे नैमिषारण्य के ऋषिगण बैठ के सूत्र गोस्वामी से सुन रहे थे और आप बैठ के अगला 2-3 घंटा बॉलीवुड में क्या चल रहा है सुनते रहोगे, तो संघ की अच्छी स्थापना हो गई। तब फिर वो जेब में से गोल्ड फ्लेक निकालता है, बोलता है भूंगते ले लो थोड़ा, दिमाग ठंडा होगा। और आप कहते तो ये भी बहुत समय से प्रयास किया ही नहीं हूं, भगवान के द्वारा प्रसाद स्वीकार करके लेता हूं। तो षडविधा प्रीति लक्षण, तो अभक्त के साथ असत्संग का स्थापना हो गया और जितनी भक्ति की भावना थी वही स्थगित हो गई। और आप सोचते हो आजू बाजू देख के अपना कोई डिवोटी तो है नहीं इधर, चलो कोई बात नहीं, किसी को कुछ पता नहीं पड़ा, लेकिन ये असत्संग हो गया है और मन में वैसे संस्कार स्थापित हो गए हैं और उसको अपनी स्मृति से दूर करने के लिए बहुत समय लगेगा। इसलिए असत्संग से थोड़ा दूर रहें। असत्संग का अर्थ है कि ये छह प्रकार के आदान प्रदान आपको स्थगित करने, तो जब आप ये तीन कार्य करेंगे, सत्संग करना, सत्संग में भगवान के सुंदर लीलाओं के गुणानुवाद का श्रवण और कीर्तन, तथा भक्तों के संग में रहकर असत्संग का परित्याग, ऐसी अवस्था में आपकी भगवत भक्ति बड़ी तीव्र गति से भगवान के चरण कमलों की ओर स्थापित होगी। ठीक है, और कोई प्रश्न?
मैं यहाँ खड़ा हो सकता हूँ?
What is the difference between love and hate to God? Because we have seen that God is it is written in scripture that God loves all. And we have also seen that God is killing demons. So what is the difference between love and hate to God?
The demons, they want to kill God. And the devotees want to love. Even those who want to kill God, God gives them liberation. So from his side, he doesn't hate anyone. Right. Now suppose someone comes to kill you. Forget kill. Someone comes to punch you on the nose. From this audience, someone gets up and comes near you, holding his hand like this. Right. Now even before he has punched you, do you feel like, you know, giving him lot of affection and lot of money, and he actually punches you on the nose, and then you take out 1,000 rupees and give him the thank you once more, will you say like that? So all these Shishupal and Dantavakra and all this whole range of demon coming to kill Krishna, to punch Krishna, and Krishna accepting that and then giving them mukti. Okay, thank you. Liberated. Go. no more birth and death. So who will do that? Therefore Uddhava saying, Kamva dayalum sharanam brajema, aho bakiyam stanakalakutam, jigham sayapayati api asadhavi, lebe gatim datpri uchitam tatonyat kamva dayalum sharanam brajema. Putana has come to kill Krishna, smearing poison on her breasts. But Krishna is so merciful that Krishna is offering liberation and position of mother in the spiritual world to Putana. So Uddhava is bewildered, thinking, what kind of person is this Krishna? Kamva dayalum, who can be more merciful? And Brahma in his prayers is glorifying Krishna, saying that Putana dressed herself, disguised herself as a devotee, but came with a motive to kill you, still you gave her position of mother. I am just wondering what is remaining for you to give to these Brajavasis who have given up everything for you. For someone who just disguises as devotee, you give position of mother. So I don't know what is there in your godown to give. What is there in your stock to give to these Brajavasis after this? So that is Krishna, all merciful, all loving, Supreme Lord. That anyone can reciprocate with Krishna in any way, but Krishna is always all powerful. He is like the sun. He takes away all the impure things and purifies. So from Krishna's point of view, there is never any hate. If small child comes and father or mother doesn't give the child some knife to play with or some other object, the child asks, so the child becomes angry, stomps his foot, and sometimes slaps the mother also, slaps the father, right? But will the father take the child and throw him down? Will the father say, you slap me, I'll punch you? No. Father says, okay, he's small child, he's immature, no problem. So from Krishna's point of view, all these demons attacking him like children, creating trouble for him. So he just makes sure that they are sent to a place where they don't bother him again. So therefore they are liberated.